Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian, and today is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. I bet a lot of people are tricking each other. Today on this very good day, today is the first day of April. It's the month of Easter, the day where Jesus rose from his tomb. So today we are reading today we're reading Luke 9:28 through 50.
And we'll be doing that right after we read from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Had to change my voice back from my childhood voice. Strange things happen around the Daily Audio Bible on the first day of April. And so let's dive into our reading for today. Deuteronomy, chapters 18, 19, and 20. The Levitical priests, indeed the whole tribe of Levi, are to have no allotment or inheritance with Israel. They shall live on the food offerings presented to the Lord, for that is their inheritance. They shall have no inheritance among their fellow Israelites. The Lord is their inheritance, as he promised them. This is the share due the priests from the people who sacrifice a bull or a sheep: the shoulder, the internal organs, and the meat from the head. You are to give them the first fruits of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the first wool from the shearing of your sheep, for the Lord your God has chosen them and their descendants out of all your tribes to stand and minister in the Lord's name always. If a Levite moves from one of your towns anywhere in Israel where he is living, and comes in all earnestness to the place the Lord will choose, he may minister in the name of the Lord his God like all his fellow Levites who serve there in the presence of the Lord. He is to share equally in their benefits, even though he has received money from the sale of family possessions. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery or divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death." You may say to yourselves, "How can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed. When the Lord your God has destroyed the nations whose land he is giving you, And when you have driven them out and settled in their towns and houses, then set aside for yourselves 3 cities in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Determine the distances involved and divide into 3 parts the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, so that a person who kills someone may flee for refuge to one of these cities. This is the rule concerning anyone who kills a person and flees there for safety. Anyone who kills a neighbor unintentionally, without malice aforethought. For instance, a man may go into the forest with his neighbor to cut wood, and as he swings his axe to fell a tree, the head may fly off and hit his neighbor and kill him. That man may flee to one of these cities and save his life. Otherwise, the avenger of blood might pursue him in a rage, overtake him if the distance is too great, and kill him even though he is not deserving of death, since he did it to his neighbor without malice aforethought. This is why I command you to set aside for yourselves 3 cities. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory as he promised on oath to your ancestors and gives you the whole land he promised them, because you carefully follow all these laws I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk always in obedience to him, then you are to set aside 3 more cities. Do this so that innocent blood will not be shed in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you as your inheritance, and so that you will not be guilty of bloodshed. But if out of hate someone lies in wait, assaults and kills a neighbor, and then flees to one of these cities, the killer shall be sent for by the town elders, be brought back from the city, and be handed over to the avenger of blood to die. Show no pity. You must purge from Israel the guilt of shedding innocent blood so that it may go well with you. Do not move your neighbor's boundary stone set up by your predecessors in the inheritance you receive in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. One witness is not enough to convict anyone accused of any crime or offense they may have committed. A matter must be established by the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. If a malicious witness takes the stand to accuse someone of a crime, the 2 people involved in the dispute must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priests and the judges who are in office at the time. The judges must make a thorough investigation, and if the witness proves to be a liar, giving false testimony against a fellow Israelite, then do to the false witness as that witness intended to do to the other party. You must purge the evil from among you. The rest of the people will hear of this and be afraid, and never again will such an evil thing be done among you. Show no pity. Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, "Hear, Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." The officers shall say to the army, "Has anyone built a new house and not yet begun to live in it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle and someone else may begin to live in it. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home, or he may die in battle and someone else enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home, or he may die in battle and someone else marry her." Then the officers shall add, "Is anyone afraid or faint-hearted? Let him go home so that his fellow soldiers will not become disheartened too." When the officers finish speaking to the army, they shall appoint commanders over it. When you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. If they accept and open their gates, all the people in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. If they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, lay siege to that city. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, put to the sword all the men in it. As for the women, the children, the livestock, and everything else in the city, you may take these as plunder for yourselves, and you may use the plunder the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. This is how you are to treat all the cities that are at a distance from you and do not belong to the nations nearby. However, in the cities of the nations the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them. The Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to follow all the detestable things they do in worshiping their gods, and you will sin against the Lord your God. When you lay siege to a city for a long time, fighting against it to capture it, do not destroy its trees by putting an axe to them, because you can eat their fruits. Do not cut them down. Are the trees people that you should besiege them? However, you may cut down trees that you know are not fruit trees and use them to build siege works until the city at war with you falls.
Luke 9:28-50. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid. As they entered the cloud, a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." A spirit seizes him and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsion so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. "I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. Jesus predicts his death a second time. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I am about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus knows their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest. Master, said John, we have someone driving out demons in your name, and we try to stop him because he is not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you.
Psalm 73, Book 3, A Psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts come iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely, in vain, I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you, but as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Proverbs 12:10. The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Thanks for being here today, Ezekiel.
You're welcome.
Do you think we fooled anybody?
I think so.
I think we might have fooled. People might be like, what is that? What's going on here? But you've been reading for Daily Audio Bible Kids now, and this is your second year. How's that going?
Good.
Things are going really, really well at Daily Audio Bible Kids. Have you learned a lot now that you've read through the whole New Testament?
Uh-huh.
A lot of things about Jesus?
Uh-huh.
I loved what you read from the gospel today because Jesus was with little children, and he took the little child and he had the little child stand beside him, and then he said, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, for it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest. And so you are very, very valuable. All the kids out there, very very, very, very valuable in God's kingdom. I liked that part today.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you for being here on April 1st.
You're welcome.
And sharing your reading with us. We love you.
You're welcome.
And we'll have you back again soon.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And Father, we thank you for your word and an opportunity on this day to switch things up a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Thank you for that. And thank you for the rich reminder of children in your kingdom and how valuable they are. And may we pay attention to that as grown-ups, as adults, as parents, that we are holding the future of God's kingdom in our hands. You have entrusted us in such a way that, oh, we love it, but we don't deserve it. And may we really, truly embrace the fact that this is what comes next. These children of ours, they are what comes next, not only in this world, but in your kingdom. And so may we steward this treasure well, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hello, this is Ben from Minnesota. Say, I called about 6 weeks ago and was talking about how my wife and I were heading to Liberia to adopt a child. And we are still here. And it's taken quite a bit longer than what we'd anticipated. And there's some challenges on the U.S. immigration side. And our case has been sent to Washington, D.C. to be reviewed. And we're kind of holding steady here. We've had some health issues that have... My wife had a health scare and I had some health challenges, probably partly because of the stress. And we're really hoping that we'll hear something this week and it'll be good news and we'll be able to head home soon. Some things in D.C. are probably delayed because of the war in Ukraine, so there's lots of moving pieces. But we'd appreciate prayer for the U.S. consulate here and whoever's reviewing our case in D.C. for favor and blessing and the grace to move forward quickly and for good news soon. So thanks very much. We appreciated it. Again, we were expecting to be here about 3 to 4 weeks, and we're at 5.5 with kind of no end in sight, or no clear end in sight. So thanks again. All the best. Love y'all. Bye.
Hello. This message is for a gentleman who called to share that he and his wife have been married 59 years. And I want to say congratulations and God bless the two of you. You asked for prayer for yourself and for your wife because you're up in age, and you mentioned that you never know when you're going to go. But, sir, I am praying for you and your wife and your family, your children. You had 38 grandchildren. That's amazing. God bless you, sir. God bless you, your health, body, mind, and spirit, all that you are, you and your wife. And your children are so blessed to have the two of you together in their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ you have longer days with your family. I pray for your heart, your soul. I pray peace for you. And I pray that you would just feel amazing renewal in your body. I pray for your heart and your mind, sir. God bless you. And I also pray for Alicia. Your father just passed away at 92 years old. That's a long time. That's a blessing to have your father in your life. And you had a hard time, you know, with religion and violence and so forth. And I pray for your heart as well. I pray for restoration. I pray that you're blessed with great memories. I pray for healing. I pray for your days ahead and that, yes, you know the Lord deeply, more deeper as your Father, God in heaven and earth, that you will be reminded you're loved by our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is John Opar. I usually call in from South Sudan, but right now I am at Heathrow Airport in UK, in London, to be exact, on my way back to South Sudan. I've spent 2 weeks in the US and 2 weeks in UK with my family, and it has been glorious. Thank you for everyone who prayed for me, and I am also following and I am so excited to hear Michael, the son of Diana Davis, that passed away about 2 years ago, and I'm sorry that they are struggling at this time with Elijah having issues, but I am standing with you guys in prayer, and God is not asleep. He is awake, and He will do what He does best. He will step into your situation and bring to bear the grace of God in your life. May God bless you. And also, I would like to announce that my retirement has been determined, and that will be June 30, 2024. So I have a little over 2 years to go now. And I need prayer for that.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. So I have been listening for over a decade. You can just call me Island Lady. And my mom is really, really not well. I've never called before. Huge supporter of DAB. But I'm asking all the prayer warriors to please pray for her. She's unable to eat, and she is very weak. So I would really appreciate if you guys would pray for her. I'm not ready to lose my mom as yet. I'm fairly young. This came out kind of nowhere, but she's also being heavily spiritually attacked. And so I've been fasting, and me and my sisters are really, really exhausted. Just up all night. So I'm begging and asking for you guys to pray for her. I know the power of prayer, for a speedy recovery and a supernatural recovery, and to release from spiritual attack. Ask the Lord to allow her to eat and to allow her to drink. She is a divine saint and very amazing and loves us very much. So this kind of came out of nowhere, so I'm asking everybody for mercy, please. Thank you guys very much, and thank you for the DAB, for all that you guys do. It's been over actually a decade now. I listen every morning quietly. And so, yeah, just my first time calling, because I feel like I need the prayer warriors to step out and step into this matter, to ask the Lord to intervene. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Vicky from Texas. And first, I'd just like to tell everybody how much I appreciate being part of this community. There's a number of you who have called in over the last few years, and I've written your name down on my prayer list, and I continue to pray for you every time I look at that list. I'd also like to ask you, please, to hold me and my family up in prayers. My mom has mild Alzheimer's. She wasn't an easy lady to grow up with anyway, but the Alzheimer's has definitely not made it any easier. Our family is living the path that God told us about in the Bible, about how the sins of the father will be visited upon the children for generations. I don't know how far back it stretches, but I know my great-grandfather was an alcoholic who left his family, and that scarred my grandfather. And those scars in turn made him a rough person for my mom to grow up with, just emotionally unavailable and explosive. And so my mom is 1,000 times better than the parents she grew up with, But she even admitted to me once, just after my father died, that she walled off her heart, even to my father, even to my brother and I. So now here she is with her mild Alzheimer's, which only accentuates a lot of the personality traits that she had. And it's very difficult. Her love is unconditional, but her affection is definitely. She's always seen me as a rival and somebody to be jealous of instead of someone to be proud of. So the harder I strived to do well and overachieve in life and gain her love and affection, the more it pushed her away. So now that I'm doing everything I can to take care of her, it's just even harder to have that affection withheld. So I would just ask you to hold my mom up, pray for restoration, and pray, please, for me to have the strength to keep carrying on. I love y'all.